mean, I got into computers mostly because of word processing. You know? I was just cheap. I just learned how to do computers because that was the tool I was using to write things. You know, when people say, well, how come you didn't become a coder or something? I says, I was never. Once the thing was worked out so I could do word processing, I said, I didn't. The need to code went away. I still, you know, I'll sit down and I say, I should just code something. And you go, why? What do you need it for? Or nothing just came to mind. It was like, well, you know, I should do a game. And you go, well, I'm not a game sort of a person. Just never have been. Anyway. I get doing games sometimes, but yeah, it's obvious that it's not anything at all. So, yeah. And now when people say, well, yeah, aren't you this computer expert? And you go, no, I've never been a computer expert. So many people are far better at this than I am. And you go, I've been very blessed. God's taking care of me, and I've had a pretty good run of this stuff.
Rise and shine, come on with me.
But I've always been just kind of a. I said, I don't even know if I rise to the level of a hack. I said, I just, you know. And the fact that it's got me to where I am says, am I any expert on any of this stuff? I am not. I said, I've just done it for a while. And gotten away with it. Frankly, I would be poor as a manager and I'd be even worse as a CIO because I really just don't care. I don't really care about these things. You know, oh, we've got to do it this way. We've got to follow industry standards and stuff. And it's like, I don't care. I'm not interested. Let me kind of wonder. So, I said, so, if the ship comes in, if everything goes great, Eastern says, oh, man, we want you to teach some more classes at Eastern because you're this thing now, you know? I would actually become something of a draw, right? You'd go, what on earth would I teach classes? And of course, they'd say, we don't care. You can teach classes in whatever you want because kids will take the classes, and that's what matters. And you go, so what would I teach it in? Religion? I don't know. But yeah, do you want to turn down things? And you go, I don't know if I want to turn down things. I don't think that's a good idea. So that's a whole other thing that's helped me along the way is taking advantage of opportunities that come up. Every opportunity is a thing. And you go, well, oops. You do? You're amazing!
You know how many thyroid pills I've dropped in my life?
I really don't. But.
They're heartless.
Yeah. I love you, Lee. Plus, I've always thought that you really. That God really needed to compensate you for having to put up with me. you know? The best way to do that is to give Lisa an incredibly comfortable life.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Doesn't sound like Sam's going to have an incredibly comfortable life, and he's got issues.
So?
He has a little more than you.
Maybe. I don't know. That's not how God does things. He has to figure out what he's supposed to be about, and he has to work on what he's supposed to be about. And a lot of people don't ever figure it out. Just because I've been working on what I've been about for decades, and mostly toiling in absolute obscurity, right? But I've produced my stuff. Tolkien wrote basically 5 books, and everything else that he's done has been notes. How many books have I written? I counted, Lee. I've done 6. And you're going, you know, it says, and I'm not saying that I deserve anything, it says, but yeah, it says, if anybody says, well, you really haven't paid your dues, and you're going, I don't understand it. What you mean by that? What exactly do you mean? Have you seen my collection of writing? Have you seen all the stuff I've done? Have you seen this? Have you seen that? Is it here? Is it there? What? You know? Says, oh no, he's written quite a bit. Says, so it's not surprising. I said, and I said, this is not something I just picked up one day and all of a sudden wonderful things happened. I said, this has been. I don't even know what to call it. Obsession. A curse and a blessing. Mostly a curse up until now. Listen, I'm not saying, you know, it says God's taking good care of me. I cannot complain. Or I should not complain. That's the better way of saying it. You know? I said, but yeah. I said, do I think that the job I have now and all of that is a fulfillment of my patriarchal blessing? And I will steadfastly say, oh no. I said, I have more confidence in the fact that I have proceeded poorly, and the reason why I haven't gone much further so far in my life is predominantly my fault. And that, you know, God has been trying and I have been resisting, or I said, I don't know. Says, but yeah, when push comes to shove, that's the way it goes. Says, that's okay. Says, God's really good at just kind of making things happen anyway. Of course, these things are us too. I'm sorry. Are you okay? Oh, I'm sorry, Lisa Jane.
It's okay.
Oh. So maybe something good will come of this stuff. You know, you just don't know when lightning's going to strike. I'm sorry. You need to get in front of a mirror and a light, huh? Mm-hmm. Did you figure it out, Lee? Okay. Anyway, yeah. So yeah, to be honest, I really kind of hope I don't get to. I hope my ship comes in before the pension does. Because I'm sure what's going to happen is it's just going to wash over and it's going to be like, who cares? You know? You go, well, you're getting an extra $1,000 a month. And you go, okay, great. Let's go out to eat on that money or something, you know? I don't know. You know, I don't want to poo-poo it at all. Because, you know, it's what I reap for all the years that I, you know, gave to New Mexico education, right? Anyway, so I don't know. Hey, Matt. What is a priest to do? That's all I end up being, man. I'm just a priest trying to get by. And if something miraculous happens out of things, then that's God working. We are merely tools. We are instruments. Well, as I am. I don't know about the rest of you people. It says, I know what I'm here for. I said, this is God in action, Matt. He takes care of us. Sam's in Tennessee, Matt.
What?
The far side of Nashville. And he's going to drive in. And he should be here sometime like tomorrow night. Maybe. Probably. Because I think he should be able to make it to close to Oklahoma City. He'll probably be somewhere in Oklahoma tonight, and then he'll be here tomorrow night. And then we'll see what happens. What does? Dum dum tikka dum 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 dum. Yeah? Is it okay? Because I don't know what wild hair got into me a couple of weeks ago to... To, I'm sorry. Yeah. To start, where'd it go? It godsend. You know, clean back up. Matt, who are you shooting at? Don't shoot at dogs. Just flies. Oh, yeah, good shot, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, there's a lot of flies on this bush.
Uh-oh.
This mint.
Boy, look at that.
I mean, look at them all over there.
Yeah, I know. That's amazing.
When I come to water over here, they swarm up.
Wow. Well, at least they're what do you call it? They're pollinating. They said... Flies are not the best pollinators in the universe, but they are. I guess for mint, they're awesome.
They really like the mint.
Yeah. Why not? They smell. It smells good. Which is funny. I thought flies love things that smell bad. Seven or eight of them hiding in here now.
There's a little one starting right there.
Uh-huh.
And these are getting to be kind of big. Look at them.
Look at that. They're doing great. Well, this is good. Well, we'll keep on watering them, huh?
Yeah.
Work them over. So yeah, I don't know what wild hair got onto me a couple of weeks ago that I was going to pick up Godsend and chunk it up and turn it into something that can be published. Yeah. So. But we got it done. I can't even say I edited it very well at all. You watch. If it catches fire, any at all, and I get a publisher, the first thing they're going to do is say, all right, you have to edit that book. Because it's terrible. And it's like, well... I'm not going to say no, because you guys are going to publish it after we get done editing it, right? I said, oh yes, we have a deal, we're going to do it. It's like, okay. See what happens with all this stuff. It's a good size too. It ended up being 318 pages? That's a good size. It makes people feel better. escape. But escape was tricky in that it's, you know, it's only like, I think 180, maybe a little longer. But that was in, you know, that was on regular sheets of paper. It's not like a paperback or something. We'll do a little treatment of that here shortly. Get it pulled together again. And then put it out in print too. It's been on Amazon for, well, it's been on Amazon for 8 years. And I have sold maybe two. And I think the one that got bought got turned back in and I didn't get any money for it. All the 20 or 30 cents I was supposed to get. Anyway. Well, just keep, what, you just keep doing what you've always done, you know, write stuff, put stuff out there. Is it their dog, you think?
I don't know.
Well, I guess these things have their territory. I know somebody was living there once upon a time, but I don't know if they are anymore or not. I haven't seen a lot of activity. But then again, I think people would say that about our house. You know?
Yeah.
There's still a car. It's got crap on top of it. I have. Yeah, I know. But Matt needs to go out and mow again.
Not yet.
No, I mean that little part right next to the house. Oh, not yet? Okay. Oh, you want a weed?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. Well, there's a car there, but yeah, it's got a battery on the back of that thing. It's like, well, okay. You don't know if it's been abandoned or if it's just there. It's funny. But Tooth and Carry looks kind of like that. Anyway. So, we'll see what comes. A lot of the writing just has to do with maturity on my part, you know? And I kind of feel, like I said, I feel for my future publisher because I have not taken any particular time or effort to make these things more marketable. You know, and I don't want to spend a lot of time cleaning up the mess. It's like, oh, it's just a mess. Well, you're not being a very good writer, and you go, well, you know what? This is, I've got more of a mission going. This is, so the writing kind of flows out of that. do you want to publish it or not? He says, if you don't. Golly. He says, trust me. I've been sitting on this thing for 22 years. Can I sit on it for 22 more? Yeah. I said, if you want to publish it, great. I'm happy to do it. I'm happy to let you. Well, doesn't matter. Well, then you're going to get awfully rich off of it or something. I don't know. Of course, it'll come to a time when you don't care. Or it's going to end up being our kids. That's why, like, when Shayna comes blustering in and says, oh, I deserve the majority of that. I'm the oldest child. And you're going, you're the oldest child that already got what she was going to get. Because I consider the statement I made legally binding. This is, you don't have... I don't owe you anything, and you don't owe me anything. Since we ended our relationship that way a while back. Says, and you never did anything to ingratiate yourself to me.
Of course,
she can
always
think
about you.
Who cares?
You didn't do anything.
It was my stuff. You know, she didn't have a right to my stuff particularly. So she's just this person. She didn't have any right to anything. Well, I'm her daughter. I'm his daughter.
Yeah, well, she would say, I'm his son.
I said, here's your problem. Yeah, Devereaux or whatever your name is. It's pretty out there that you didn't like me. And that you didn't want, and that I was not your father anymore. This is, you don't get anything that way. If there's something wonderful that comes out of this, you're not an heir to it. When I didn't really have much at all. And I was telling her how I felt about her choice, and she didn't want to hear it, and the easiest way to not hear it was to say, well, you're not my father anymore. It's like, okay. So that's your choice. If something magnificent happens to me and you want to be a part of it, well, you're going to have to do a lot of work to make sure that you're still a part of it. Mostly, rescind all this crap that you've said and all these things that you've done. Get yourself back right with God. It says, because yeah, I'm not obligated to give you anything. I get to set criteria, for Pete's sakes. Come on. And that's one of them. You're not a member of the LDS Church. You don't get jack squat from me. And you go, you'll come to find out that although the church is rather easygoing, once you take your name off the register of the church and you've made statements, they're going to scrutinize you a little harder. They're not just going to rebaptize you for fun on a weekend. Maybe they will. I don't know. It's up to the church. It is. It's very clear. Oh, amazing. So, anyway, yeah. And you watch. If good things start happening, I won't be surprised if Shayna starts nosing around. Yeah. And it will be, says Shayna. You can have a piece of it. Not a full part, because, you know, you've torn a hole open, but you can have some of it at some point if
you can work that too.
Yeah, I said, sorry. I get to use my resources and my... and whatever I had at my disposal to try to help you be redeemed. So I can't force you to, but I can sure use it. Says, I will. Says, you'll get nothing from me. And you can say all day long that I was kinder to the other kids, and you go, well, the other kids didn't pull the stunt that you pulled. How about that? The path of redemption is always harder to get back off of, but get back on, than it is just to stay on. Yeah, I know. But not if I'm worth millions. Yes, dear, I know. I understand what you're saying, but that's given the situation now. We're talking about the future. If there's millions of dollars to be divvied up, and she's going to come wanting her cut, right? If I know Shayna on any level at all, it's going to be her thing.
Father, really
her rich father, and that somebody... Yep. That was her fantasy, and it's like, yep. Said, the sad part is, if it does happen, I said, you'll be living your own weird version of it. Because, yeah, it's not going to come to you that readily. Says, you're going to have to do some stuff. Says, you won't get money until you produce a temple recommend with your birth name on it. Can I kiss you first? I don't mean to be rude.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too.
See you in a little bit. Oh. Yeah, maybe that's the thing. This is, she has to produce a temple recommend with her birth name on it. It has to have been used. That sounds like a good one. And that would be the road to redemption. And whatever else is due her. And then at that point, she will be able to have a part. Like 2/3 of what her other siblings would get. Still might be pretty good, though. Well, we'll see, Father. I don't know if there's going to be anything left after all said and done. Do 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 think about Matt. He should be taken care of. There you go. There will be a trust. A guarantee. And Matt's living. Okay. Change your names. Hey, pups. How does the ants go? I don't know. This is my place, guys. You guys don't get weird about it. I know, you're excited. Look at the good. Okay. Excellent. Wow. Oh. So anyway, yeah. Oops, gotta go around. Yeah, what Shayna may get Because I want her to redeem. I want her to redeem herself. And I don't think it's a bad thing to give her incentives to do so. If there's money to steer her on another course, I'll spend it. Well, I don't know if it'll be spent, but it'll be available to her if she comes back. There's the thing. Anyway, I don't know. Unless she gets a full. I'd still. I don't know. Maybe not give her a full part. Maybe only give her a. Like I said, a third. She'll only be entitled to a third. Proceeds and no interest in the rest. It's strictly money. She won't get to make decisions on how these things are divvied up. Okay, regardless, we're here, everything's good, have a nice day.